ESL Talks Podcast. Hi and welcome to episode 7, and this is the moon number 2, moon 2, the moon 2. Yes, and this is second part, but you can listen to them individually, because there are two different stories, so it doesn't matter if you listen to this first and then the moon at 1, the moon. But this, I was checking the internet what will happen with the moon, and as I did in the part 1, and what will happen after. So it basically, this is more different, this is more like adventure action for adults and the youth. So if you are children, do not listen to this. It can be a little scary, yeah? Here comes the moon 2. The Moon 2, written by Esa Mölöllä, copyright 2020-2021, Esa Mölöllä, all rights reserved. Chapter 1, year 2351. After the moon had exploded, it became ice age, and it has lasted for more than 150 years, and the population that remains, about 30,000 people, are alive on Earth, live in ice houses, and fish and seals every day, and they have to drill new holes to get fish. They live in the old North Pole. It has the thinnest ice, and it's only 30 centimeters thick, and has some sea, as they can see, but the rest of the Earth is covered with ice. Even the old houses and skyscrapers are filled with ice. The Earth spins more normally, and it is now only 48 hours night and 48 hours day. A couple lives in the large ice house, and they wake up, and it's still night. They hear something scratching outside the house of ice. Johan, he takes his spear and goes to the opening of the house and carefully opens the door, which is made of sealskin. He holds the spearhead in front of him and looks out carefully and looks to the right and left but sees nothing. Suddenly, he hears something thundering, and it crashes all over the ice house. Johan turns around and sees that the ice is falling from the wall and rush to protect his wife, Lisa, and holds the spear against the wall. And suddenly the wall breaks and in rush a polar bear. And Johan supports one end of the spear with his right foot, and the polar bear screams of pain and roaring so hard that the house shakes. Johan sees how the polar bear is getting closer with his cap, and the polar bear is now over Johan. Lisa sees how her husband is under the polar bear and see how the spear has gone through the polar bear. Johan, he tries to get loose but cannot. Lisa runs out the house. Help, help, my husband, he's under the polar bear, Lisa shouted. Several men come rushing in and enters the house and see a large polar bear and see that it's moving a little. They hit the polar bear with the clubs. No, do not hit it. It is dead. Johan is under the polar bear. Help me to move it, said Lisa. The men and Lisa, they go to one side of the polar bear and take all with everything force they have and roll around the polar bear. And they see Johan, who is completely white and is not breathing. No, my husband, he's not breathing. He's dead, Lisa shouted. And she turns around and suddenly they hear Johan trying to take air inside his lung, and the men depress Johan's lungs, and they see that his skin color changes from white to normal skin color. Lisa walks up to her husband and hugs him, and he quickly gets his strength back and hugs Lisa. No, but look, here we have a polar bear, a lot of food for everyone, and a nice blanket for us, said Johan. And everyone started laughing, Lisa too, but not by the yoke, but she was so happy that Johan was alive. Chapter 2, Hunt or Be Hunted. After a long night that does not give much light, only the white ice and snow light up the night, and so they can see a little. They listened to an old man who told them that they have heard from his parents, that in old days it was green. A lot of animals and a moon that lit up the night so you could see. Now they only see a ring star flashing all the time. The night became day. Johan and the men, they pull out the polar bear and they started to take off the skin of the polar bear because it will be a new blanket. Because many did not have blanket of polar bear. More commonly, they were made of seal skin, and polar bears formed more during the cold nights. They put the skin on the sun and scraped it off the meat that was left in the skin and laid out on the ice, which made it dry quickly. They divided the meat into many pieces and divided them for everyone, and they started eating them right away. Everyone were happy with the delicious polar bear meat. The children also ate from it, and many of them have never eaten polar bear before, and they thought it was very good because they usually only eat fish and sometimes seals. Johan, he saw some ice from the sea and fixed the big hole. Everyone helps because they know they have only 48 hours before nightfall, and then you cannot be out more than 50 minutes before freezing to death. It is closer to 60 minus degrees at the night and the day constantly minus 25. They used to have time to fix the big hole in the house before the night came. Everyone hurries into the houses and lies down under the blanket to keep warm. The day go by and they have to go out and hunt seals. All men come with their spears that are made of some tree. Most of them have inherited them from the parents that were made before the ice age began. They have bows and knives made of animal bones. They all hug their children and wives, and they begin the journey to hunt seals. They walk over a large mountain of ice and snow, and they see the blue sea a little further away, and it takes a few hours to go there and see no seals. They enter a ice house they built long time ago and spend the night. Johan and someone named Marcus go to see if they find any seals. They walk in the ice edge of the sea and they look down into the blue water and they see some seals underwater swimming at dizzying speed. And they run along the ice edge and see how the seals jump up on the ice. "Hurry up, Johan, we take the seals now," Marcus shouted. "Yes," Johan shouted. Marcus, who was before Johan, comes running towards the seal and pushes the spear into the seal. "Aha, I got one," Marcus shouted. Suddenly, Johan sees something big coming with dizzying speed in the water, and it's black and white. "Watch out, there is something in the water," Johan shouted. Marcus turns around and looks down in the water. Suddenly, a big mouth with many teeth comes and grabs Marcus' head and pulls him down into the water. Johan, he's in shock and only looks at the water when it turns from blue to red. Johan, he backs away from the ice edge and goes further towards safer ice. He sees two friends up further away. "Come and help, Marcus is in the water," Johan shouted. The men come running to Johan. "What happened?" asked Tom.
"He killed two seals and suddenly a big mouth came from the sea and he took Marcus," Johan screamed. "What? What color was it?" Tom asked. "Yes, it was black and white and big," Johan replied. "Oh, we have to get out of here. Take the seals and we're running to the ice house," Tom shouted. Johan, Tom and Kalle runs to the seals and take them to the ice house. One of the men comes out. "What has happened? Where is Marcus?" Johan asked.
A big black and white fish took him," says Johan.
"I have heard of these. They were called killer whales. They are dangerous. They can jump ashore and take one and get back into the water. They are very smart," said Johan.
They decided to walk home with only two seals, and the woman sees how the men come back. One of the women counts them.
"Who is missing?" shouted Lisa.
The men come to an ice house, and Marcus' wives come out.
"Where is Marcus? Where is he?" Maria asked.
The men look at her and she sees how sad they are and understand what has happened. Chapter 3, Panic. Maria became very sad and the other woman, they comfort her and suddenly,
"What? Kill him? Was it the other clan? I want revenge," Maria shouted. No, it was a big fish, a black and white fish that they used to call killer whales, said Jan. Lisa looks at the ground that is made of ice and sees something big shining underneath.
Look, it is under us, Lisa shouted.
All of them see how the big fish is under the ice and see the people above the ice blow bubbles. They all panic and run away.
Calm down, everyone. The ice here is several meters thick. We are safe here,
Johan shouted. They all started to calm down, but they all thought that the killer is under them, under the ice and looking at them. It made them very scared. But deep down, they knew they were safe, but the thought of looking at them made them nervous. They all see how the sun starts to go down, and they hurry into the houses, and Johan and Lisa, they enter the house, and Lisa is very nervous.
What if the beast crashes through the ice? Lisa said.
No, as Johan said, it's several meters thick, and you cannot get through the ice, Johan replied. Lisa scraped on the ice and polished it.
Look, I can see something through. See it? Something there, Lisa shouted.
Calm down. It could be a small fish, said Johan.
But just the thought makes me nervous, said Maria.
Calm down. Come and lie down under your new blanket, said Johan. Lisa, she came to the bed which was made of the new polar bear. Johan fell asleep quickly, but Lisa had a hard time sleeping. She thought, what more could be under the ice? More killer whales, maybe, or the big fish?
After 8 hours, Johan wakes up and sees how Lisa has her eyes open and looks very tired.
But you have not slept, Johan asked.
No, I'm just thinking about the beast that killed Marcus, Lisa replied.
Sleep now, you're sure I will be awake, said Johan.
Lisa felt more relaxed and fell asleep immediately. After 10 hours, Lisa woke up and Johan saw how Lisa was tense and nervous. They were waiting for the sun to rise.
The sun comes up and the men gather in the house while all the women wait outside. They talk about how everyone was nervous about the beast, and the woman and some men were very scared, and they decided that they have to move to another place to have peace.
Chapter 4. The Hike. They have a lot of seal skin left over, and they use these skins to make a kind of tent, which they sew together with threads of skins, and used old spears with their no longer use as supports that hold the skin as form of a tent. They fished up a lot of fish from the holes they had and waited until the next sunrise to start the hike for a new home. They all pack with the most important, warm clothes of leather of seals and polar bear and food. They put them down in sledges of leather and old wood. They start their hike as soon as the sun rises. They decide to move south, and they look at their houses one last time where they have lived their whole lives. They walk to where they start to see the sun go down, and they set up the tent and lie down under the warm skins and eat fish and seals. The next sunrise, they drill holes in the ice, and it is only 1 meter thick, and they catch a lot of fish with the primitive equipment and bait with all small fish. The other pack all the skin and the tent before continuing with the hike, and after 1 month it looks somewhat unusual.
Jan, he takes his club with it made of bone and strikes it, and all they see how the ice goes into 1,000 pieces and look with amazed eyes.
They walk forward and feel it, a thing that is white with black stripes.
This must be trees, as the ancient told us, the same as our spears are made of, said Johan.
They go further out and see more and more so-called trees in ice. They wonder what kind of place they has this growing out of the ice.
Johan, he thinks and scratches on the snow and sees something green under the ice and strikes it with his clubs and removes the ice.
Look, it's not ice under the ice, it's something else, Johan shouted.
Wow, no one is under the ice, Lisa shouted. They all began to feel the green grass and smell it, and one found something hard.
Look what I found. Look at this, Tom shouted.
They all came to Tom, who showed a big gray thing that was heavy had some green small grass like around it.
What's the matter? Have only heard of trees, but not that, said Jan.
He started smashing all the ice and found more small and big great things, even white, and they are all different shapes.
Maybe it is fur of a big beast under the ice.
The green one, said Lisa. No, I think it's land, as the ancient said. It is extinct a long time ago, said Jan.
Maybe this is our new home, no ice, so it's safe from the killer whale, said Lisa.
Yes, this will be our new home, Jan shouted. They all cheered and they set up the tent and they start pulling new ice hoses that they have to transport from the sea, saw, cut and carry. After a week, they have built all the houses they needed. They removed all the ice from the trees and scraped away all the ice, and they suddenly had a greener home, but with ice houses.
Chapter 5. New Home. At each sunrise, they began to discover new things, like mountains under the snow, and one day Johan came running.
Come, come here, Johan shouted.
What is it?
They all shouted.
Just follow me now, Johan shouted. All of them followed him. After 1 hour of hiking, they all stopped and see something they have never seen before, but only heard in fairy tales.
Is that what I think it is?
Lisa shouted.
Yes,
Johan shouted. They all rushed and came to a small mountain. Water flows clear and the sky, and they drink it.
Yeah, it is water that the ancient said,
Johan shouted.
Yes, now we don't have to eat snow every day, Lisa shouted.
And so good, said Johan. All of them cheered and they drank and drank so they almost vomited. Suddenly they hear a loud roar and make them scared. A large polar bear is little higher up in the mountain and stands on its hind legs.
The polar bear roars so loud that the water vibrates. All the men stand ready with their spears and the woman back behind the men. The polar bear wanders slowly down the rapids and splashes with his forefoot on the water so the drops splash all over. The men are frozen. They have never seen such big polar bear before.
Lisa looks at the gray things on the ground and picks one up and throws at the polar bear, and it bounces on the thick white fur. The polar bear does not feel anything. Suddenly, it's rained a lot of gray things on the polar bear, and it is the woman who throw them, and this time the polar bear roars in pain, because one landed on the nose and the polar bear roars out in pain and backs. Everyone sees that the polar bear is scared, and even the men pick up the gray things and throw them at the polar bear, who backs away faster and faster and turns around and runs away from the people. Everyone cheers and the polar bear is far away but stops and stands on his hind legs and roars before he's run away, and they do not see the polar bear at all anymore.
Yes, there we got that bear.
And talked smartly with that great thing, said Johan.
Yes, everyone shouted. They decided to stay by this land with drinking water and strange things like grass.
The years go by and trees grow and it gets warmer and the ice houses melt and they cut down trees and make houses of the trees. Flowers and berries grow and the ice in the seas melts faster and faster. They live good lives with clean water and fish. Yeah, then this story was end. I hope you like it. The moon too. I never knows if there will be a moon tree. Never knows. Maybe sooner or later. But I have many things to write and translate, especially. So, but I'm writing new stories that will come more later on this podcast. First, I will do all the old, and then the newest ones. Yeah, and be sure if you're Swedish, check my podcast Esa Berättar. Yeah, see you next episode. Over and out.